Hello to all my audio friends out there, as Slandy would say. I miss him. He was cool. Well, I'm sure he still is, wherever he happens to be. He hasn't been on Audio Boom for a long time. Now, I suppose if I were more active on certain types of social media, I might be able to find out how he's doing. But, believe it or not, I am not on Facebook, and I am not on Twitter, and I don't care. Well, sometimes I think I ought to have a Facebook account, and then I change my mind and I decide not to get one after all. As for Twitter, I honestly couldn't give up about that. I can get all the news and information I could possibly desire from numerous other sources. I really don't feel like I'm missing anything. But yes, I confess, in some respects, I am a bit of a social media phobe, or a Neanderthal when it comes to certain types of social media. But I'm very happy with Audio Boom. I'm so glad I decided to join. And I'm thinking of checking out Anchor.fm as well. I hear from Topgold that it's quite an interesting site, although I think it only allows one to post for up to 2 minutes as opposed to 10. Still, might be worth investigating. Anyhow, if anyone does know how Slandy is doing and can tell me, I would love to know. Hopefully he's well. I really miss his audio boos. I enjoyed them very much. Also, he's Canadian, and we don't have enough Canucks on Audio Boom as far as I'm concerned. Anyhow, if the rest of you enjoyed Twitter and Facebook and WhatsApp, more power to you. I just don't feel like I'm missing anything. I really don't. Well, you may be wondering where on earth I might possibly be at the time of this recording. Obviously, I'm not at home. There's actually a park about 2 blocks from my dwelling, and I didn't even know of its existence until June 4th, when my parents, who happened to be visiting at the time, thought to tell me. We actually walked here so they could show me the route, and it's very easy to get to. There's only one major street crossing with a traffic light, and there's always a very easy line of parallel traffic to follow. Easy auditorily speaking, that is. Some traffic lights are trickier for blind people than others, and this just happens to be the easiest one I could possibly want to find. So, ever since my parents showed me this park, I've been coming here off and on, and that is where I am now. I'm on my usual bench. Yes, it is now my territory. I officially mark it as my bench. Too bad I can't carve my initials into it. But I've got a nice shady spot here. And I'm right next to a water fountain, should I develop a sudden thirst. And there's also a garbage can right next to me, if I should need to throw anything away. So really, it's the perfect spot. I thought I would come in the morning, because the weather in this part of Kanakistan is incredibly hot and humid right now. And by this afternoon, I think the temperature will be approximately 38 degrees Celsius with the Humidex. So I won't be able to stand being out in the heat by that time. Also, I have a meeting of the tenant council at my building this afternoon. Yes, we actually have a tenant council, which is the height of coolness in my, well, not very humble opinion. Then we've got afternoon tea, and then I think my friend Tracy and I are going to go to the local coffee shop, which will be fantastic. We were going to go yesterday, but she had some errands to run in the afternoon, and they took her longer than she thought they would, so the coffee shop was getting ready to close by the time she got back. Anyhow, pardon all the exterior noises you may be hearing. There is a fair amount of traffic that goes by here, and I think some gentlemen are watering the poor, yellowing, drying, crunchy grass. So you're hearing them filling up watering cans. There's also a splash pad in the distance, but I think it might be too far away for you to hear. There's a wading pool and some sort of dragon water slide for all the little kids to enjoy. So yeah, it's actually quite a nice park. And I have an engaging book, a loaf of bread, a jug of wine. Well, actually, no. With apologies to Omar Khayyam, I have none of those things. But I do have an apple and a trail mix bar, because I haven't had my breakfast yet. So I can have an impromptu morning picnic. Too bad I've got no one to share it with. Oh, and there are some little kids here already. That's great. So what else have I been up to? Sorry, rhetorical question. You obviously don't know the answer. A friend of mine, whom I met through Kim, had some episodes of The Big Bang Theory with audio description. So he gave them to Kim when they were last together, and she gave them to me. So I'm afraid I've been binge-watching The Big Bang Theory, but it's a really funny show, and I have to admit, it satisfies my inner nerd. I really enjoy it. Well, other than the times when Sheldon Cooper occasionally makes me feel like I'm going insane, and aside from the times when he gives me the urge to punch something, but all the Star Trek references and technology references and game references, and all the expansive verbiage tends to satisfy some inner geek that I didn't know I had. So yeah, I've been having fun with that. Anyhow, folks, I am really just rabbiting on here, so I think I will stop talking now, because really all I'm doing is spewing puerile nonsense. And I will hopefully speak to you anon. I just thought it was time that I actually posted a substantive boo, although I suppose you really couldn't call this substantive, could you? Anyhow, I really hope that you're all doing well and enjoying your summer. I'm sad to relate that with the conclusion of Audiomo, Audio Boom seems to have... Well, I won't say that it's died. That's not true at all. But, it seems to be hibernating. Perhaps it'll spin itself a cocoon and metamorphose into something else. Something, well, I won't say more beautiful, because Audio Boom is always beautiful, but anyhow, yeah, it does seem to be in a hibernative state, so please do keep up with the posts, folks. I'm sure you can always count on having listeners, well, at least one listener, and maybe I don't count, who knows. Anyhow, yes, I really am spewing puerile nonsense, so I will cease and desist and speak to you all later. Have a fantastic day.